The Obama plan would require an average fuel economy standard of 35 miles per gallon by 2016 instead of a 2020 goal set by Congress. The news comes as dozens of Chrysler and GM dealers in Wisconsin may be losing their contracts. But the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association says the president's proposal looks pretty solid. General Counsel Chris Snyder says the support will come as long as the plan to have one national standard remains intact.
Not a patchwork. Currently, you know, there are a number of groups. The California Air Resource Board wants their waiver to implement their stuff, and they're talking about letting the EPA regulate greenhouse gases, and they all affect the same thing, and that is tailpipe emissions, and we support one nationwide system that will do the job.
The White House says the fuel efficiency improvements would add hundreds of dollars to the purchase price of a vehicle, but the dealers group says consumers would see better mileage at a time when gas prices could be much higher than they are now. The president's plan doesn't begin until the 2012 model year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.